Hello, welcome to Time in the Studio. I'm your host, Sarah Marie Miller, and this is a podcast focused on chats with creatives and plant people, just highlighting healing, growth, and community. And I'm so excited to say that we've hit our 1 year mark. So Time in the Studio just turned one on June 4th. So I want to offer an ode to Motherwort for this 1 year anniversary. Motherwort is one of my favorite plants. It just pops up all around the yard where I live, and really powerful plant, also known as Leonardus cardiaca, which translates into lion-hearted. And so many, I would say actually all of the mamas I know in my life are just so lion-hearted. You know, they have to be so brave and courageous and strong and, yeah, just very resilient to get through all of the struggles of being moms. So kind of an interesting and appropriate name. It's a little bit of a bitter plant, but really great for digestion, amazing heart medicine, really soothing and just calms the nerves. So they say for those who need nurturing and a sense of just being held, this plant really just has so much unconditional love and support to offer, and just a really fun plant to sit with as well, and really delicious. So yeah, sometimes I'll throw it in a little herbal vinegar, or you can even make a water with it. I just got to gather with some herb nerd sisters. My friend Rachel Weiss, she was on an episode a little while ago. She's offering this really beautiful class series, and our last class was all about motherwort and connecting to motherwort energy and having conversations with the plant. And it was interesting because the plant that brought me to this podcast was sitting with a pine tree, and it just said, reach out and just do this. Like, don't worry about who you are. Just release any feelings of not being good enough. And motherwort is a really beautiful follow-up, I feel like, for this year's celebration, in that it's just such tender, nurturing energy. And sometimes you need that, you know, especially as I know a lot of people out there are artists and herbalists and creatives of different sorts, and so you can be really sensitive to other people's energies. I know I can be anyway, and it can just be helpful to figure out how to have your boundaries and deep love at the same time. And yeah, it was interesting. I listened to a lot of podcasts. I want to give a shout out to a couple podcasts I've been listening to lately. Herbal Marie has two podcasts actually, and I'm excited to have a chat with her coming up soon. But she also has a podcast called The Herb Oracle. And I have also really been enjoying I Like Your Work podcast. That is a fabulous one. That's all interviews with artists. Really well done. Beautiful interviews and great questions. And just really insightful and interesting. Beyond the Studio is a fun one too. Really gorgeous work done there. And I also love Medicine Stories and the Holistic Herbalism podcast. So those are a couple that really come to mind. Oh, and Hurry Slowly. Oh, so good. That one is amazing. And I just love the idea of hurrying slowly, like getting things done in life, but also like slowing it down and just taking it easy a little bit, because we can just rush around too much. And then it's like, okay, where's our actual experience? Like, what are we doing? Like, just breathe and take it easy. So motherwort is a great plant for remembering to do that. And yeah, connecting into that heart energy. And so yeah, one of the podcasts I listened to lately was Herb Oracle. And she had an episode, she pulls tarot cards and talks about different things going on. And in one of her episodes, it was all about open your heart regardless. Just even though it may be challenging, it may be annoying or scary or whatever, just open your heart regardless. And as I was listening to the episode, I was like, ah, Herbal Marie, why? That sounds scary and annoying and challenging and hard. And, you know, I talk a lot about love and light. And then I also have had my heart kind of like clamped up and shut down for a long time, and in certain ways. So I was like, okay, wow. Why is this so hard for me to just like breathe space into that and open that heart space? And so I was like, okay, fine, Herbal Marie, I will work on opening my heart. And then it was just perfect because I listened to that podcast and then I went and sat in the circle of women and we all hung out with Motherwort all day and it was just amazing. And then I came up with an herbal formula of some flower essences I wanted to work with, namely holly, which helps open the heart and just release any jealousy or feelings of tension and just, yeah, any gucky stuff just helps release any of that and just helps you drop into that heart space of just like, okay, I'm just gonna allow some love in there. And it turns out life is more fun that way. So yeah, I'm gonna try to keep practicing that, opening my heart a little bit at a time. And yeah, it's not always easy. So yeah, a couple other things I just want to say about Motherwort are that it's really great for women in general. It's often indicated for women in general, but men can totally use it too. It's really great for the heart uterus meridian. So in Chinese medicine, they talk about this connection between the uterus and the heart. And in my class with Rachel, she talked about how women are two-hearted beings. So we have our womb and we have our heart. And there's totally a connection between the two, which is pretty interesting. And Motherwort really powerfully goes to both of them simultaneously. And I thought that was so fascinating. So it is a really powerful emmenagogue, which helps move blood in the pelvis. So I want to put out a big disclaimer. Always do your research. I am not a doctor. I am not a licensed practitioner. I just like to play with plants and make art. And yeah, do your own research. Do your own research. but yeah, definitely not indicated for pregnant women unless you're in labor or after the birth, because it can help move things along. It moves blood to the uterus and can also help with, just as a heart medicine, helps to tonify the heart chi and get blood moving there as a little heart trophal restorative, also a kidney trophal restorative. So really powerful diuretic and diaphoretic. So kind of gets toxins moving and gets you to sweat or urinate and just gets things moving. So yeah, really interesting plant in so many ways. And yeah, what else do I want to say? So this is just going to be a shorty episode today. And yeah, I just want to say thank you all for being here with me through this journey. This has been a really interesting year. So many ups and downs, but just grateful to be able to be back and on this journey with you. And yeah, it's getting more and more interesting every day. And oh, a couple highlights. I started monitoring a life drawing group, which is so fun. And it's really healing and important to me. So I've been going to this group for, I don't know, maybe 3 years or something. And I just go every week and there's only a couple of people that show up. Like, it's very small and just really sweet, dedicated group of people that are into drawing the figure. And so we just, every Wednesday night, 6:30 to 9:30, we just, a model shows up, we set the stage, turn on some lights and draw for 3 hours. And it's just a really amazing form of mindfulness. I feel like I get so many ideas from that act of being vulnerable with another person. Like, you're just quietly drawing them and observing them and trying to notice, just trying to notice in a deeper way and to document your own observations and to be with them. And I kind of do like a meta meditation as I do it too. So I just think of like loving myself and sending love to the other person. And it's just, yeah, I find it a really meditative and just fun experience. So I started monitoring because the person there who was doing it is unable to. So now I am the monitor. So I have to set a little DJ list every week. And so I DJ and set the timer and we just draw. And I started bringing tea too. So I realized, I'm like, oh, it's fun if there's like a little tea for people. So just something simple. So if you're in Boulder, Colorado, and you want to come hang out with me and draw, it's Wednesday nights, 6:30 to 9:30. And it's $15. And what else? Yeah, bring your own supplies. There's no instruction. I don't tell you what to do. You can just draw. And if you don't like your drawings, you just close your notebook on the break. So like, and if you want to keep your drawings open, then people kind of walk around and look at each other's work and, you know, can have some fun conversations there. So it's just a really fun community. And I don't know, I just love drawing the figure. So I'm really enjoying that. That's been a new development. I also started assisting a pottery class at the Boulder Pottery Lab, and that's also just a really healing group of people. So that's also in Boulder, Colorado, and just, yeah, we just make pots and teach people how to make mugs and bowls and whatnot. So that's been really fun as well. And yeah, it's just been such a fun day. I feel like I'm always exploring new ways to be good to myself. So I'm just such a hedonist and I just love self-care. So, oh, that's something else that's interesting about motherwort is it's just like this reminder to take care of yourself. Really good heart medicine and just helps you drop into that. It helps you remember to just take really deep, thorough, good care of yourself. So I had a really delicious morning today. I'm just going to mention a couple fun things I've been doing that are kind of herbally related. So I started drinking a little bit of water when I first wake up. Sometimes I'll put lemon in it, or I started putting lilac in my water. So I just throw a little cluster of some lilac flowers into my water, and because they're all over the yard and they're just delicious. So they, you know, tastes like lilacs. And really, that's also a good heart medicine and helps to release the past, things from the past that no longer belong. So yeah, I had a little water and took a shower. I made this herbal vinegar hair rinse. So it's a little bit of rose and chaparral and elecampane and rosemary and a bunch of other stuff. I can't remember everything, but those are the main ones. And I just threw it all in the blender and blended it up and let it sit for a couple weeks and then strained it out. And it smells so good. So yeah, I just washed my hair and then I used that as a little vinegar rinse at the end. And it makes your hair smell good and it makes it shinier too. So that's fun. And then I also started doing, my coffee routine. I am in love with my coffee routine. So I know I shouldn't drink coffee, but I just love it. So I might try to experiment with a little herbal coffee at some point. But at this point, I just make a little French press of coffee and then I add some coconut oil, collagen powder, and a little cordyceps powder and fermented cacao powder and cinnamon and cardamom and ginger and clove. So it's almost like a chai mocha coffee. Oh, so good. Oh my God. And I just throw it in the blender and it's all like frothy and delicious. Amazing. Oh, and then, okay, the other thing I did is I also made this body oil. I was really inspired by Medicine Stories. She's always talking about different body oils. And so I made one kind of similar to the vinegar rinse with chaparral, which I love. It's kind of a resiny desert plant and just has this very unique, really just earthy, deserty smell. There's just nothing else like it. So good. So some chaparral, a little rose, and elecampane, and maybe something else, lavender. And I just threw those in the blender with some olive oil. And just let it sit out for like a month. and then strain that off. And it makes the most delicious body oil. So like right after the shower, you can just smear it all over your body and it just smells and feels so good. It's like, oh my God, really delightful. What else am I doing that's fun for myself? Oh, I started making beet kvass. So I'm just really into like healing the gut, because especially with life, you know, it's good to heal your gut, like listen to your gut, heal it, all the goodies. So I started making beet kvass because it's a little fermented liquid. Kombucha can be a little too sugary for me, so I like to have things that are fermented every day, but it's nice to have it as a little beverage. So I just throw, like, I'll just chop up a beet and lots of things that are spicy and some garlic and ginger and, you know, whatever else is around, just a couple things, and fill the bottom of a 1/2 gallon mason jar, you know, throw like maybe 3 inches worth of vegetable and herbal matter into the bottom of the jar, and then just fill it up with water. Throw in like a tablespoon of sea salt and cover it with a coffee filter and let it sit out for a couple days. I usually forget about it and do it for like a week. And then you just strain it off and drink it. And oh, one thing I want to say, sometimes people get freaked out because there will be mold growing on the top if you go a long time. That's okay. It's really okay. You just scoop that part off and put the kvass in the fridge for a day, and it tastes delicious. Like, it doesn't have that moldy taste. Sometimes it can initially, but I think the refrigerator kills anything that would have been bad, and really it's fine. But yeah, that's a really delicious way to get more fermented stuff into your body without having a extra sugar or dairy, because I know sometimes people have yogurt, but I don't really like yogurt. And yeah, just trying to not do dairy or gluten, and it's not always easy, but that's the way it goes. Let's see what else. Oh yeah. So I also got to go on my hike. I do like a hour long hike every day, and that was really delicious, and got to read a little bit and write a little bit. I don't know if anybody's read that book, The Artist's Way, but I try to write 3 pages every day. I don't do it every day, but most days, I would say. Just, you know, little let things go for 3 pages. Just wake up, write 3 pages without thinking, like just as fast as you can. And there is something really cathartic about it, and I just feel more productive on those days and just more grounded, and yeah, it's just really nice. And then I got to sit in the yard for a little bit with the dandelions and the violets and the motherwort and just like chill out and be with the plants. So yeah, it was just a delicious morning and just really thankful to be here. And again, I'm gonna probably do the podcast every other week, maybe once a week when it feels right. But yeah, I'm just excited to be here. Thank you so much for listening, and so much love to you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.